All right, beautiful people, Nate Max here. I've got a really special interview today, and it's actually about Miracle 2 soap. Now, it's something I've been using for over 10 years, but yeah, it's gonna change the way you view what you put on your body. It was a really, really good interview. Quite a special dude too, really appreciated the information. I learned a lot more today about this product that I've been using for a long time. So anyway, hope you guys can jump on, share it, like it, send it to your friends, and jump on the shop to order. All right, speak to you soon. Bye now. All right, beautiful people. Welcome back, it's Nate Max again. And I have Jeffrey Williams here. And today we're gonna be talking about a product that I've actually been using for over 10 years, probably more than 10 years actually. And it's interesting because it's something that we all use every day, three times a day, just on ourselves, or two times a day, let alone our washing, cars, whatever else we're using for cleaning, for self-care and things like that. So this product kind of came into my hands about a decade ago when I went on my bus adventure around Australia, and I think a woman bumped into me at the markets and spoke to her about it and started using it. And instantly, it's one of the things where instantly you're like, this is a good product. Energetically, the feel, the smell, everything. And then when I started to learn more of the information about it, when I spoke to Jeffrey, I was like, oh shit, this is actually a really unique product. And if you guys know me or you've been following me for a while, you'd realize that 90% of my products on the website are ones that are unique, or they're in a gray area, or they're ones that are really high performance nutraceuticals. They're the only ones I want to be part of, the ones that actually work and give really good results. And this is definitely a product, when you get it in someone's hands, straight away they're like, wow, my skin, my hair, the feeling of it, because it's a very, very, it's a very, very important thing that people do forget often what we're putting in our skin. We're very concerned about what we're putting in our mouths, you know, the food, the air, the water, but what's touching your skin, your body, your lymphatic system, your fascia, which is all connected, it's all being rubbed in. And a lot of these products that are touching our skin, they bypass the filtration systems and they're going right in. That's why suntan lotion is so deadly, because all the chemicals in it, you know, we really need to be super careful what's touching our skin. And not only with soaps and things like that, but our clothes, our bedding, all that makes a difference. And all of it is frequency. And if you did watch the last interview I did recently around the LifeWave patches, we're heading into a reality now where the healing technology is about frequency. We're going into that phase finally, Tesla tech healing, scalar frequencies. And this is all becoming, I guess, mainstream and common knowledge now. So we're finally evolving in the way we're doing things. So thank you so much, Jeffrey, for coming on. Now, it's called Miracle 2. That's the product. As a soap, there's a neutralizer, there's a gel, there's quite a few products. And I personally use it in every single one of my bathrooms. It's in there. I use it to wash my car. I use it for my washing. I use it for the dishwashers. That's all I use. I get the big bottles, and I've been using that for quite some time. And it's also some really good mineral products too. And the one thing that I am a little bit obsessed with is minerals. And it's one thing a lot of people forget about. On my website, I have four different types of minerals plus these ones, and I rotate them all for the face, for internal and things like that. But we're going to get into like what this product is, how it works and why it's so good. So thanks, Jeffrey. And yeah, thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks for the intro. That's a great intro. I didn't realize you've been using it for that long, 10 years.
Yeah,
more than 10 years.
Since. Yeah, I looked back and I was like, wow.
That's very good.
Over a decade, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I remember, I know you've been a customer for a long time, right back in the MMS days.
When
I used to run MMS Australia.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Quite a while ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, yes, it is a soap. But it's actually a healing product. So it's a healing product that's sold as a soap because they can't regulate soap. So in America, there was two things they found they can't regulate, and one was soap and one was God. And not that I'm that much of a religious person, but yes, it does have a very high spiritual component in the product. also Eloptic Energy. So they actually use one of Nikola Tesla's processes first of all, they degauss. They use water, which they degauss. So if nobody realizes, this is it's a liquid soap. So they start off with water. They degauss the water, which is they take all the memory out of it, all the information that's been stored in the water, and bring it right back to neutral. They add there's seven different minerals and herbs they add in there, and I'm not privy to all of them.
Secret like Coca-Cola.
They then yeah. So they then they vibrate, well, they run a frequency through that water, which an electrical charge, and that actually bonds the minerals and herbs together and creates a new mineral cluster. So that mineral cluster is negatively charged, so it attracts toxins. And it's also that same process also highly charges the mineral clusters with hydrogen and oxygen. So it's, if you know anything about hydrogen, it's pretty much the foundation of life. And I've got a list of things that it does inside and outside the body.
And this is
So
why
yeah,
we need to
so
do an interview. This is why, because it's like I tell everybody it's crazy and they go, it's so good. But like now I kind of understand more why it's so unique and so different, because like I said, I get it in people's hands, like, fuck, mate, it's the best soap I've ever tried. But now it makes sense. You've the frequency, which I've got a scalar machine here, which I infuse my CBD with scalar frequencies, which takes what's happening with the water. You're getting rid of the memory of the water. And a lot of people know that Dr. Yamoto's work, when you put a memory into the water and you put your frequency, your information, your data, you're coding that water to either be a healing product or to be the opposite, And this is the thing. We are heading into the spiritual realm, whether people want to admit it or not. Everything is a spiritual journey. This whole path is a spiritual journey, and your intentions is literally what's creating your reality in your life and everybody else's life. You're responsible for what's happening in your life. And if you're eating food or drinking water, or and you're watching the TV and thinking about all this negative stuff, your bioenergetic resonance is actually going into your food and going into your water, and you're poisoning your own mind with your own negative thoughts. So that to have this thing that you start the day with and you wash yourself, you're covering your field, your auric field, which expands out some people 2 meters, some people it's a lot further. Mine goes like halfway to the other house down the back there. I know that because when someone's living in that back house, I can actually feel what's going on, and it's about 20 meters away, I think the more time you spend by yourself in nature, your field expands, and possibly in the cities where there's so much going on, your field contracts a bit to protect you, because you can kind of leak energy. But these are all the key components: the frequency, the water, the minerals. And what I imagine is happening by these minerals being infused with this Tesla tech, they become more bioavailable too, because the old thing back in the
Most
back was,
definitely,
yeah, it used to be all about strength. People like, oh, how strong is this product, or how much of this is in it? But it's actually about how absorbable is it? How bioavailable is it? And that's one of the things I do a correlation to with also my CBD. I always say this. It might only be 15% in strength, but it's much more effective than the old one I used to sell, which was 60%, because it's bioavailable. It's going into the cells. The body is taking it in, it's being used and processed, rather than you're taking a whole bunch and 80%'s being pissed out into the toilet. So anyway, I just wanted to add that and continue on, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Oh, so where was I up to? So yeah, they I mean, also those minerals, it's running on vibration. So the earth is raising its vibration, we're raising our vibration. So it's, things that aren't running at a high vibration are just getting pushed away, pushed aside. So this product was brought out way before its time, way before, the earth had raised its vibration to that level, or we had raised our vibration to that level. So, so that now it's coming more and more normal to be buying products that are high vibration.
And even just
And
what
it
I said
raises
then,
your vibration too.
That's right. And even what I said then, 10 years ago, would have been too extreme for people. They'd have been like, oh, what are you talking about? It's very woo-woo. But now it's kind of
For
mainstream
sure.
science. People are finally looking into Tesla. They're seeing the studies on water crystals and things like that. It's like mainstream science now, but it's just where is the consciousness level? And what it always boils down to is there's always going to be a few people that are, ahead of the game per se. And a lot of people would like to be there, but they don't want to either step outside their comfort zone. They don't want to lose their friends and families because of things or their beliefs they say. So they're happy to have one person run with the flag and kind of knock the door down and fall over in a blaze of fire and then allow everybody else to come through. And there's a lot of people now who are like, you know what? I'm not interested or worried about what people think about me anymore. I know my truth. I know where we're going. And you would have seen through COVID and that whole experience that there was the great divide. And now those people are actually catching up. They're like, okay, they said this, it's true. They said that, it's true. The medical system, this, all these things are starting to make sense now. And finally, we're having this incredible awakening where these products are now necessary. We're all been eating and bad food and had all these things happen the last however long. The most important thing we can be doing now in the next bunch of years, I believe, is looking after our physical, spiritual, mental health, because then we can help other people. Because when you're operating with a cup that's half full, you really can't do much in the world when your frequency is low and you're tired and you're run down. You want to do good things, but you don't have the motivation or the time or the energy to actually create the change. And these products, I believe, especially things you wash yourself, are key to managing and maintaining a healthy mindset in this world. We're getting bombarded by so many things daily. You walk out of the house, you've already copped, smells, sprays in shopping centers, carpet, paint, all those little things actually add up. People are like, what do you mean? The paint on your walls? Like, yeah, the paint on your walls, is it a toxic remnants of paint or is it a healthy one? And bit by bit, we're going to get to a point where we're going to constantly get rid of our household products and replace them with things like this, get rid of our perfumes and our sprays, start using essential oils or, sprays like this, which I have for my friends, which is all natural. So yeah, I'm kind of excited. I've been the last 3 years quite quiet, and I'm really excited about health because now people are wanting to learn more about health because a lot of people got injured in the last 3 years and they're like, Nate, fuck, what do I do? I've got this problem, that problem. It's like, well, let's start from the basis of your water, your products, your light, your internal light from the lights in your houses, your grounding, and let's go from there. So yeah.
So, I mean, you've got about quite a few different aspects that are all working together with this product. So you've got a high vibration, you've got a high pH, so it's around about 8 on the pH scale. You've got high alkalinity as well. You've got highly charged with oxygen and hydrogen, which is extremely healing on its own. You've got the spiritual, energetic aspect of it as well. And if you're religious, you've got the God aspect in there as well. But we've been talking about this soap, which is for the outside of the body, and this is it's a concentrate. So you would water this down into and put it into foaming bottles. This is about 1/6 soap, and the rest is water. But there's also a soap for the inside of the body, which is virtually the same product as the green soap, which is called Neutralizer. So it does the same thing what we can do outside of the body, it'll do on the inside of the body. And all of these products neutralize toxins, and that's all toxins from everything from radiation to pharmaceuticals to pesticides and herbicides, even snake bites, poisonous spider bites, all sorts like that. People have used it. Literally the neutralizer itself, which is the clear one, and I don't have a bottle handy. I
I
do have
got
a
you.
bottle of the gel. Oh, look, he's got one. He's prepared. So the neutralizer is what I take internally, and I'm not allowed to tell people how to take it internally or when or where. So I do tell people what I do. And of course we all know why I can't tell people to take it internally, because we can't have people healing themselves and taking their own health and taking responsibility for their own health, you know. So
That is the word
that's what
detox.
I do. I build up to I put at least 50 mil. Well, I mean, a caveat on this, always start off with a small amount. And I tell people what I do is I start off with half a teaspoon and a liter of water, sip that throughout the day. And I've built up to 50-50 in a liter bottle. So 50% neutralizer and 50% water, which is about, I was doing about 600 mils a day, which is an extreme amount of neutralizer. And I tell you, life sped up a lot for me. Physically, I got rid of a lot of, detoxified my body. So physically, I've been doing it for 20 years. So physically, I was fine. But taking that sort of amount, so I started getting rid of emotional blockages, spiritual blockages, which it also works on, which is the only unique product I know that not only detoxifies you physically, but spiritually, emotionally, and mentally as well. So yeah, life sped up for me, and I have a certain energy healer person that I go to see in Moolumbah here, who I will remain nameless. And when I as soon as I walked in from my bi-monthly session, he looked at me and he goes, what have you been doing? He said, you've got rid of about six or seven shit packages, and you should have got rid of one since I last saw you. And I'd only been doing this protocol for about 2 weeks at the time. So,
Amazing.
it was just a confirmation of just the spiritual, emotional, and mental toxicity that I'd released just doing that. So yeah, life really sped up a lot for me at that stage.
There's been a lot of testimonials,
So yeah,
hasn't
you've
there?
got to
There's a lot of people
beg
have
your
used it.
pardon?
A lot of people have used the neutralizer to get rid of some very serious internal problems, ones that you apparently can't get rid
Yes.
of.
Yes,
I'm not going to say
exactly.
too much, but we can maybe go into a few
Yes,
testimonials
I
too.
know. That's where I struggle with the neutralizer. I mean, people know how to use the soap. If you have a bath and a soap, you can literally detox while you're in the bath because it's like a big toxin magnet. So as you're having a bath and even a foot bath, it's drawing toxins out of the body and neutralizing them into the water. So it's literally the most luxurious way to detox I've ever seen.
And I think coming home to having a bath, a lot of people I know use it after they get a healing session or when they are doing detoxification with other things like metals or whatever. They have the bath and it creates like a bit of a shield and it's also clearing. It's quite interesting, like the feeling you get in when you have the bath. It foams up quite nicely. And it's almost like you're in a bubble of kind of protection. And one of my friends moved into a place a while back. It's deep in the forest, and there was a lot going on in that space. But yeah, she used it and had a couple of baths and said it really grounded her and brought it back in. Now, something you said earlier too, people need to know the difference between like pH and alkalizing too, because pH is potential
Exactly,
hydrogen
yes.
and how much hydrogen's in the water. And alkalizing is because it's got an alkalizing residue. So when you have a lemon, for example, it tastes acidic because of the what's in it. But because of the mineral residue and the carbon footprint in that, basically that is alkalizing because of what's going inside the body. So there's two different things, you know. A lot of people are caught up on drinking alkaline water. And personally, I don't believe in alkaline water. I believe in structure and minerals. That's what I believe, because your body, all different parts of your body have a different pH. So that's the difference between pH and alkalizing residue. And now, the guy who created this, have you got a bit of information on the dude, where this product come from? Because I know it kind of came to him in a very auspicious way. Yeah, who created it?
So just before we go into that, the thing with alkaline and pH, you can have high pH water but still be acidic, very acidic, and vice versa. So, we were taught that high pH is also high alkaline, but it's not the case. So, yes. So for anybody that's using bicarb of soda, most bicarbs of soda you can get commercially are actually made from lime, and they use hydrogen, no, not hydrogen peroxide, something else is another chemical they use to bring that to supposedly alkaline, but it's not.
Okay.
It's actually
Yes.
detrimental. But anyway, yeah, getting back to Clayton Tettleton, who was the founder of this product. So back in would be the late 70s, I think, he was in a bad car accident and was laid up in bed. So now I'm not a religious person. I don't go to church. I don't follow any particular religion. I am very spiritual. I find my church is inside me. It's my higher self or myself. So anyway, he actually comes from the Bible Belt in America, which is Louisiana, that area. And after being sick in bed for 9 months after his car accident, not been able to do anything, he saw a program on TV and they said, "There's a man out there that wants to be healed, blah, blah, blah." And so he said, "Well, what have I got to lose?" So he prayed to God and says, I'll do anything if you heal me." Literally, and I believe the story because I had quite a spiritual when I first encountered the product. I knew nothing about it. Somebody said, "Wash your hands with this." I did, and I left very quickly. But I had a very spiritual experience just from that one touching the product. So anyway, he woke up the next morning, said it was all healed, threw all of his medications away, and went to work. And his family thought he was crazy. So anyway, for the next 8 years, he had this voice inside his head saying, "You said you would do anything." And he tried to get away from this voice. He traveled around the country, he did everything to try and get away from this voice. So after 8 years, he finally relinquished and said, "All right, what have I got to do?" And he was given this formula. And this formula was flashed up onto his wall in violet flame light. And his wife was there. His wife couldn't see it. So he got his wife to write down everything. He transcribed it. She wrote down the whole formula. And then he spent 3 or 4 or 5 days finding all the different products. He made it up in his wife's kitchen sink and it sudsed over. And he didn't know what it was. He was just given this formula. He wasn't told what to do with it, what it was. He made it up and it sussed over and he went, "Oh, it's some kind of soap, you know?" So he went into the garage after his wife got up and floor making a mess in her kitchen. He went into the garage and made it up again, and it cleaned all of the grease off his garage floor when it sussed over. So he went, "Oh, it's an industrial cleaner. That's what it is." So, he used it like that. He gave it away to people. He gave it away to his rental properties because he said it was cheaper to give them the soap than to clean out the grease traps, every month or however often they did that. And it wasn't, he did this for like 5 years. He swapped it for things, he gave it away and this and that. And it wasn't until somebody come back and said, "Have you ever bathed in this product?" And he went, "No." And he was a Vietnam vet and he had terrible skin from Agent Orange and so forth from being in Vietnam. And they said, "Well, we bathed in this product and it cleaned up all our skin cancers." This is what they said. So he went and bathed in it and cleaned up his skin problems. And pretty much the rest is history. Then people started coming saying, "It's done this, it's done that," and so on and so on. So eventually he went, "All right, well, we need to some instructions." So he was guided to give some soap to a lady. She said, "I'll come back and see her. So she used it for a few months and came back with these instructions on how to use it. So originally they were just given the soap, and then one day they were told to separate some of the products. Was basically separate most of the products, or I was take some of the. I think it was mainly just a sudsing agent they took out of the soap, and then they had the neutralizer, which is what they used internally, and what I use internally. And because that's highly charged with oxygen and hydrogen, hydrogen is just. I've got a list here just what hydrogen does on its own, from. Potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, cellular energy, brain health, hydration. It is literally the fountain of life, everything. Hydrogen is found everywhere in the universe. It's the basis for everything that's created in the universe. It literally cleans out the cells, so it gets the ATP working, it gets the redox signaling working correctly, cleans out the cell, gets rid of toxins, so it's given the cells optimum health. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Amazing.
It seems to work on everything because it's going to that core cellular health. So I haven't seen anything that, or any condition, any medical condition that it hasn't helped with,
Totally.
or completely reversed.
And with the hydrogen, I've got a hydrogen machine just over the back here, one that I put into my nose and I breathe the hydrogen gas in. And also, I've got a hydrogen water system, and it's very obvious when you have the hydrogen because one side of my system is structured mineralized spring water, the other one structured mineralized hydrogen spring water. There's two faucets, and yeah, there's definitely something magical about hydrogen. And the last kind of 6 months I've been in the corporate world, well, actually the last kind of year and a half, but last 6 months has been very intense. And you end up going out and having these corporate luncheons and big dinners. And I'm not going to lie, I've been a bit of a bit cheeky in the last however long and been drinking and things like that. And when I come home, I put the hydrogen on and I wake up and I'm like, no hangover, just fresh. And I'm like, this is not what I bought it for, but far out, it works well, and I think the hydrogen is to do with antioxidants. The guy that I bought the system off quite a few years ago, they've got industrial hydrogen machines now, which they hydrogenate the water and they're putting it on the aquaponics, sorry, the microgreens and all the indoor plantations, and they're getting 40, 60% more growth, better roots and all these things. I'm just putting hydrogen on the water, on the plants too.
For
So
sure, for
it seems like
sure.
it works across the board, plants, animals, humans, and also very strong
Exactly.
detoxification.
For sure. And this product does the same thing. So I actually run my bath water out into the garden, or I also run it out into the creek. So I'm in a high set house. So I've just disconnected the lines, which I'm on a country property. So we have a septic system. So I've disconnected that and run the bath water. And the elementals here guided me to run that out into the creek, and they were very persistent about it. Because as the soap detoxes, or it neutralizes toxins, it keeps working as it goes down the drain. So it's literally detoxing the water. The water's going out into the river. The river's going out into the sea. So that's detoxing that whole system all the way along. She's a. I know where I live, there's a lot of farmers around here using pesticides and herbicides and God knows what else, fertilizer runoff and so forth. So they're very persistent about it. And at the time, they said your garden's not going to need any water. And then we had that all that rain and the flood, and they were exactly right about that. So, I forget where I was going with all of that, but hydrogen. I also run it out onto if there's a sick tree or any plants that are unhealthy, I run it out onto them and they just bounce back. We had a huge avocado tree in the in our front yard here, and last year all the avocados went black and fell off and died. So they're just not one of them worked. So the hose came out of the creek system and onto the tree for probably about a month or two. That avocado tree has now got somewhere between 500 and 1,000 avocados on it, and they're looking
Incredible.
very good. So
It's probably loving the
yeah, and
nectar
I actually have
too.
people that buy the soap just for sick trees, you know. So I got people that buy the neutralizer just for their animals, and I go, well, you know, it's
Right.
not just for animals.
Amazing.
So
It's funny, I've been showering a lot lately and like I've got septics on the property and I was actually thinking to myself, like, you know, if people just had composting toilets and they only used the miracle soap in their showers and for all their things, the amount of change that would be in the system going out into the rivers and all that. But I was actually thinking about getting
exactly.
a 2 or 3,000 liter IVC, one of those tanks, and getting a pump on it and
Yep.
actually just filling it up and then just watering my garden with it. You know, I was thinking of doing that, and I kept getting, when I was having
Yep.
showers, I kept like envisioning like a
I
flange.
used to do it.
When you
Yep.
have the shower, you turn the flange and it goes down to the other tank, and then doing that. So it's probably the same message you've been getting
Yep.
that I've been getting about start
Yep.
watering and getting rid of
Well, I was
it.
doing it. Yeah, I was doing it years and years and years ago. I used to run the bath water out into a tank and then spray that onto the gardens or drip feed it onto the gardens at the time. But then I went, ah, I just run the hot water out onto the garden. You know, just bypass the tank at all
Amazing.
altogether.
Amazing.
But yeah, so you know, it's also really healing for animals too. I mean, my dog had a very large border collie, and he was just under 15 when he died, but he never went to the vet once. I tell a lie, he did go to the vet once when he was nearly a year old when he had a tick bite. You know, and he was literally paralyzed at the time. That's how far gone he was. But yeah, between the vet and the neutralizer, he was back in good health in no time.
Amazing. And one other thing too, guys, there is actually a neutralizer gel, and I just leave this on my desk here, and I basically put the gel all on my face and everywhere. So this is kind of like a little bit thicker. So if you don't want to put the neutralizer liquid straight on, a little bit smaller bottle too, you just put it on, and once again, it's the minerals, you know. And what I do with some of my other minerals, which you can definitely do with the liquid, the runny liquid, is you just put it in a spray bottle. And you spray it over yourself. So I use the Life FX minerals as well for my water filtration. And yeah, exactly what he's done. Just give yourself a spray, rub it in, and watch how your skin goes. You know, I don't use any skin products at all, but I do spray minerals on my face. And I put some essential oils on sometimes if I've been like swinging heaps or whatever. But very obvious how nice it makes your skin feel. So, yes, guys out there, it's good for your skin, okay?
This will also I've had naturopaths come back to me and go, you know, this stuff cleans up radiation, and I go, yes, I do. They've tested it before on radiation, and it took thousands of years of radiation dumps.
Wow.
But anyway, that was going to cost them money, the guys renting out the radiation dump, so they didn't want to know about it.
Crazy.
But they actually did tests with the what's the Curlian photography, and they did somebody for mobile phone, took a picture of them, saw the radiation imprint on them, and then they just sprayed neutralizer just literally over in the air like that. Took another photo, all that radiation was gone. So I find it works the same with energetics as well. So if you're in a crowd of people and there's a lot of lower vibrations or whatever, I just spray that over myself. I do it, spray it over a plane seat or a bed if I'm in a hotel or anything like that, just to clear the energies. So
Incredible.
yeah, it works quite brilliant.
I didn't think about that. I've been using the I got my friends have got a thing called Pure Heart Alchemy, and they're kind of auric field sprays. And I just like I used to use them in sound journeys. When I ran meditation classes and sound journeys, I would spray this spray around the room, and they're very unique smells. So you've never really smelt it before. And there's two reasons why I did it. One, because it does definitely clears the space. But two, like when you do a sound journey, they have that smell which is locked in with that moment. And then they buy the product later, and wherever they are, they can spray it and remind themselves of that sound journey because that memory is now locked in the DNA. But I noticed just like I pulled them out of my cupboard the other day because I've been painting in here and stuff, and they've been stashed away. I noticed how obvious it was when I just put one on my table, put one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, a couple of sprays during the day. Because I'm actually a very kind of G'd up person. I'm always on the go doing things. And the minerals, all those sprays, you do a spray and it actually makes you just drop back into your body and be a little bit more present. It's kind of like you go, oh, I'm here to enjoy and observe, not just be making progress and kicking goals and that masculine mindset that goes on. So the sprays like are a good thing to remind yourself, one, cleanse your field. And also to drop in and appreciate and enjoy the current moment too, you know.
I have a lot of spiritual people, shamans and all sorts that will always have a shower in the milk or two after they've, been working or doing whatever they're doing or out.
All right. So if you guys out there know of a better soap than this, I implore you to try and find it. I don't think there's anything out there on the market remotely close to this one. I've also used the Dr. Bronner's and things like that before, which they're okay, you know, but ultimately there is products that do a certain thing, and then there is products that are incredibly health healing for your health, for everything else. You know, there's no black and white anymore. And like Jeffrey was saying earlier, we are heading into a time now where everything is tied to a frequency. If you're caught in a cycle, a loop, and you're doing the same things over and over again, you've got to make changes in your life. We are in a time of magic right now. This is the thing. What you're focusing on and what you create. There's never been a time in history where this has become more potent. You've got to be very, very careful what you're thinking about and what you're doing. And sometimes, like I say to people, like they're stuck because I used to do a lot of mentoring and I just know a lot of people. I'm always connecting and talking to people. And a lot of people think they need some big life-changing episode to shift them in the right direction. But often I say to people, I think you just need to clean your room. You need to clean your garage. You need to throw some things out and replace some of your products and do things differently. And I mean, as simple as if you're going home the same way every day in your car, turn left, go the back streets. You know, take a detour from yourself, take a detour from the constant patterns you're doing, and the subtlest changes can sometimes be the thing that makes the biggest differences. Now, when you're waking up every day and you've got good soap, okay, you know, when you go away and you go to the hotel and you haven't got your pack with you and you're putting the soap and you're like, fucking hell, and you're eating in the shower, you're in the tap water, okay, that's something that happens a couple of times a day. When you have good water, say you've got a water filtration system. Every time you're drinking that water, you're thinking how good this water is and it's healing you, as opposed to every day you're drinking tap water and you're kind of cursing the water in a sense, you know, that makes it worse because you are aware of it. Now, the soap is one of these things that you wake up, you're putting your shield on, you're putting your minerals in, you're helping detox your body. So energetically and mentally, to three times a day or two times a day, or some people, however time, many times you wash yourself. I'm thinking brushing your teeth, that's three times a day, not washing yourself. But that's something that you're impregnating with the good frequencies, the good memory, and creating a good neural pathway to start the day. So I always say, especially now, you shouldn't be doing anything unless it's a fuck yes. Nothing should be happening unless it's a full yes. It's exactly what you want to do. It's exactly the way you should be doing it, you know? So try and also, as often as you can, be making decisions in your life that lead you to a fuck yes. Whether it might not be right now, but start putting systems in place to get your life, your food, your health, your friends, your job, and your mindset to be like, all right, I'm happy with everything that's going on. Now I can go and help people. Now I can go out and do a lot of better things in the world and support my friends and family and community. Now, Jeffrey, you got any more testimonials or anything else you want to say? Because I think we've done a really nice interview and people are going to really resonate with this, I think. I think people are going to love this product.
Yeah, look, I've been getting testimonies the last 20 years. I noticed that just remembering back to when I first used it nearly 20 years ago, the first thing I noticed with the neutralizer was I didn't need to eat as much, and I didn't really know why. I thought it was because, and it does do this, it cleans out the lining of your stomach so the food can digest better. You know, it can get in better. gets rid of that mucosal lining, I think it's called,
And Newcomb Park.
which builds up. But also, I'm doing a lot of research on hydrogen lately. I've also seen how hydrogen actually helps digest foods, and break them down and get those minerals into the body. I just had a testimony from a lady sent me an email, who's just started on the product and they have a few health challenges. And so they've been having the baths, and they said after the second bath, they went out and their friends were looking at them quite puzzled and going, "You guys look different. You know, there's something very different about you." And yeah, and they went on, you know, how they were feeling better, and their friends were noticing, you know, that they just look different to us to start with. You know, and people seem to glow more. I always notice people, you know, their skin glows more when they use these products. And they just generally have that glow about them because, you know, they're using something that's high vibration as opposed to not so high vibration. Your skin is actually your largest detoxing organ in the body. So, you know, having a bath and a soap, you're just dumping so many toxins out into that water, and they're being neutralized. And, you know, and I still put my bath water out onto plants and everywhere else and know that it's still working as it goes down the drain. So you were talking before, something about, you know, my theory is if I could get one person in every suburb in the world using this product and going down the drain, it would clean up the world really quickly. And not only physically, but also energetically as well. So as it's going down the drain, you know, it's raising the vibration wherever it goes, as well as detoxing wherever it goes. So it's almost like spreading the love everywhere. It's pretty much how it is. Yeah, I've got my favorite testimony is a lady who, she said her 2-year-old son came in and screaming, and he had a red back and was still attached to his finger, biting him. You know, and a red back possibly would kill a 2-year-old, you know, that young. So anyway, they got the red back, they put it in a jar. They rang the hospital, said they were coming to the hospital and what had happened. They had the gel with them. So she started putting the gel on his hand, and every 2 minutes she kept applying the gel to his hand. It was a 25-minute drive to the hospital. So they kept putting the gel on his hand. They got to the hospital, and the doctors and that were looking and going, they were amazed, and they didn't believe him that he'd been bitten. So they had the spider there as proof. You know, they said the spider was still clinging to his finger when he came in. So they ended up, the doctors sat them in the waiting room and left them there for 2 hours. After 2 hours, they got up and went home. The kid was fine, had no reaction. A little bit of a red hand, and that was it. So it just shows you the power. And that's what I find with, seems to be the key thing with the neutralizer is the more you use it, the more regular you use it, the better it works. So as long as you don't build up too quickly and you know have a big detox effect, just keep building up until you get the results you want is the rule of thumb.
Amazing. A little bit like
Amazing.
the urine therapy, isn't
Yeah.
it? It's a little bit like sometimes if you haven't got anything, your urine has a lot of the coding and information in it of what you need to get fixed. And if you do get bitten by something, one, you can put the blood into your mouth and taste it, and then your brain starts releasing all the stuff to try and fight it. And the other thing is your urine is really good. So it seems like it's a more supercharged version of that, you know, frequency wise and healing wise and
Well,
whatnot.
you've got a lot more things going on. You know, and know that if you don't have the neutralizer handy and something's going on, you can always use a soap because everything that's in the neutralizer is also in the soap. And you wouldn't put that on neat. You'd water it down if you had, if you could do. Speaking of brushing teeth, I actually brush my teeth with the gel, and a small amount of soap. I pretty much use it for everything. I wash the dishes with it. I wash the floors, the house. I wash the dog with it. I put it in the dog and the cat's water. Not that the dog's here anymore. He finally died of old age. Yeah, I keep it in all the animals' water. I've had sick animals that have turned up, or I've found on the side of the road. I've given them neutralizer and done a healing on them, and especially birds, they've flown away, and birds are very delicate. Yeah, all sorts of things. What else is there? I use it. Pretty much it's the only product I use in the house. I don't have any other cleaning products, so if I the laundry.
It's super
Yeah,
concentrated too.
there is only one thing you can't use it in, and that is the dishwasher. And that's only because it's highly sudsing and low scouring, and dishwasher detergents are highly scouring and low sudsing. So you can use
Interesting.
it in dishwasher, you just have bubbles coming out the door and all over the place. So use it at a spa. If you have your own spa, put some in a spa. As long as you've got those bubbles going, the foam will just keep going. I've had the foam going right up to the ceiling in a spa.
I actually
It'll
did
just keep
do.
sudsing out.
I did the same thing one time. I put literally one squirt in there. And I came back and it was going over my balcony and down onto the ground. And I was just like, it's so funny. I jumped in. I was like, woo, like a little kid in the bubbles. And the one thing is, guys, it is actually really, really concentrated. In like for a shower, literally or whatever, I just do the tiniest little squirt. And when people come over and stay at my house, I've got to be like, oh, don't use a whole lot. You could pretty much cut a bottle in half quite easily or more, and do that for any body stuff. It's really thick. Same washing car, a little squirt.
One sixth
Oh, one sixth.
ratio is what I recommend. That's more than enough. So you can either put that into a spray bottle, or a foaming bottle. There's plenty of foaming bottles on the market. So that foaming bottle is one sixth. That's good. That just spits out a little bit
Oh,
of
so that bottle
foam.
actually
If it's
turns
a
into foam, does it? Okay, I didn't know that.
yeah,
That's
yep.
cool.
I don't know if you can see that on the camera. So it literally just spits out foam. That's just a lot more economical way now. I've got, and you can put that on your skin and leave it on. I'm just going to put that. For the face, generally you want a little bit weaker for the face than you would use on anything else. If you've got really greasy hands, you've been working on cars, bikes. I've been riding motorbikes all my life, so I'm always working on bikes. And if you've got greasy hands, you can use it neat straight out of the bottle, and with no water, not diluted, and that'll clean up any grease.
Excellent.
So neat, it's actually it'll get rid of any grease and oils.
Amazing.
So yeah, basically I put it in my the windscreen washer water in my car. I actually wash the windscreen with the and I get a with really concentrated soap, and I get a green scourer, and I really clean the windscreen, and then drive in the rain and the water just beads off. You really don't need to use the wipe as much because the water just goes into beads rather than making a film all over the windscreen. I use it on my motorbike visor, so I'll just use a foaming bottle, clean the visor, and I'll just wipe it off with a towel rather than water. And I've still got the same visor I've had on my helmet, which it's been probably 7 years or something. So it's time to get a new helmet rather than a new visor.
So good.
I've had people use it on planes because they've got Perspex windows. And they say it's the only thing they can use on the plane because of the perspex. Anything else will makes it foggy or smears and things like that.
So good.
Yeah,
Absolutely
there's
replaced all your
literally
products.
thousands of uses.
Yeah, it seems, I mean,
Yeah. Yep.
we're calling it a soap, but really it's like a WD-40, 1,000 different uses, and you can get rid of all your other
Exactly.
stuff and get rid of it. So you're
Yep.
basically replacing your hand soaps, your face creams, your minerals you use on your face, what you're using in the
Yep.
shower,
Yep. Yep.
you're putting in your
Yep.
washing machine, do your car with it, do the floor with it,
Yep.
all that. So, I mean, realistically, I mean, I've also got What I
Skin
do is I get
toner.
these big ones, and that
Yep.
one there, as I go down, as that runs out, I just fill it up. So for people, because what will happen, you guys, you'll get a bottle, you'll love it, and then you'll have another bottle in the kitchen or other place. Just buy one of these big ones and then fill it up, so then you end up being cheaper as well. And
Yep.
same with people who are unwell or sick, just get a massive neutralizer and get them in, get it into them, get them drinking the stuff and start bringing their vitality back.
Yep. And that's exactly what it does do, is that vitality, because you're cleaning up the cell. So now the cell is becoming vital and full of energy, and every cell is like a little nuclear fusion going on in every cell. And so that's where the neutralizer really comes in handy. And the same caveat, I always start off half a teaspoon of neutralizer in a liter bottle of water, and sip that through the day. Then you can build up literally to as much as you like, as long as you're building up slowly, so you're not having a big detox effect at once.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah,
Okay.
so yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you so much for
Been
coming on,
fun.
Jeffrey. That was a really good interview. I think
Oh,
people are
you're
going to
more than
love this
welcome.
one. And if you guys want to order it, you can literally go on my website, innateawareness.com, and jump on the shop. They're all on there. I've got the soap, the mineralizer, the neutralizer, and also the gel. If you want to do like big orders or industrial stuff for cleaning products, you can probably just I can pass the details on to Jeffrey, and then he can get you organized for that. But yeah, for you guys, like I said, it is a replace of all the old products, and you are going to really notice it if you are using conventional hand soaps and things like that. It's a very, very important thing to not be constantly putting toxins and all these things on your hands. If you look at the back of the soap and you look at, I mean, look at the back of your shampoo. Any shampoo you've got, if you're using Pantene or one of the ones from Woolworths, have a look at the back. There's about 20 words that you don't know what it is, and you're rubbing that into your hair, and it's going into your scalp, into your brain, crossing the blood-brain barrier, and literally poisoning yourself off daily. And it's like soft kill. They call it soft kill. All these things that we're doing bit by bit over a period of time, you're not going to die straight away, where maybe on a smaller animal or, for example, pesticides. The pesticides kill the animals instantly. We don't die instantly, but over 5, 10 years, we have liver disease, we have cancer, we have tumors, we have neurological problems, we're full of heavy metals and toxins. So soft kill is kind of all these little 1% that are adding up. And I would say that the soap is not a 1%. It's actually quite a large factor on your health. So really important, if you're not doing it already, get rid of your shampoos, get rid of the toxic hand soaps, get rid of your toxic sprays, your perfumes. They are horrible. They're actually to the point where I don't know many people that wear perfumes around the area where I live, because we live in a very conscious area. But it's funny, during the holidays, when you go down to the markets and all the people from the city are around, you're walking past and city people are at the markets, because you're getting this waft of heavy, dirty perfumes. And sometimes, like, I'll actually stop and just say, I was coughing then, just talking about it. It's reminding me of a memory. That's my body's choking up. But I'll actually stop and I'll be like, have to clear my throat. And I actually feel it's actually affected me, by this waft of perfume. And that's just from me smelling it for 5 seconds. Imagine putting it on and it's going on your lymph nodes. They're spraying it here in the lymph nodes, which go into the body, which connects to the lymphatic system. So your composting unit, which your lymphatic system is also, it's your waste disposal unit. Imagine the pipes getting your waste out of your house. And then it's going into a composting thing. Your lymph nodes are literally like a composting unit, where it actually has proteins and things in there which break down all the chemicals, and it circulates back through the body. And your lymph nodes and your lymphatic fluid, there's actually 3 times the amount of lymphatic fluid than there is your blood. So when people have toxic blood, okay, the reason why the blood is toxic is because the lymph is toxic. The blood is basically a representation of the lymph. So if we're putting toxins into our composting unit, okay, the microbes and the bacterial aren't in there. It's like getting petrol and pouring it into your compost and thinking that it's going to compost. Then you're going to put it onto your garden, okay? Your garden's going to die. The food you're going to eat is going to be toxic. So you can see how all these little things that are going on in our bodies and going everywhere are actually degenerating our health. So it's a no-brainer to simply change it. It's cheap. It's a very cheap product, and it lasts a very long time because it's concentrated. So I think yeah, I'm actually looking forward to people trying this and getting the testimonials too.
Yeah, well, I literally carry a bottle of gel with me everywhere. There's one in every car, my bike, every bag I have, because it used to actually have on the bottle, on the neutralizer, it used to have on the bottle emergency room in a bottle. But of course, the government made them take that off, and they actually had to call it a soap. So they call it a soapy H2O now because it's the only way they can keep it going.
Unbelievable. What a
There
circus.
is one thing people will find is as you use the soap and the neutralizers and the gels and moisturizers and things, you'll find you won't be able to use any other product because they just
For
feel
sure.
inferior. They'll seem inferior.
And I can
So it's a bit like
testament
going,
that.
trying to go backwards.
Yeah, I can actually testament to
Beg your pardon?
that. I went to Sydney and I ran out, and so I went to the health food shop and I bought the Dr. Bronner's one or whatever it is. And as soon as I put it on, I was like, "Yeah, it's better than what was in the hotel." But it was black and white. I'm the same. I've actually just filled up a bunch of bottles. I've got them at my mum's house, and it's good when you get like I've been selling water systems and a lot of products for a long time now. And most people have my water filtration systems at their houses. So I go there, I'm like, I'm gonna get a glass of water. I'm like, yes, and then like you go into the shower, you see the mineral soap and you're like, yes, So it's kind of like, it's getting to the point wherever I go now, like my products are there and like I don't have to like skimp on it or use any like nasties,
Carry your own with you.
Beautiful,
Very
dude.
good. Very
All
good.
right, well, we should go for a ride soon on our motorbikes too. What bike you got at the moment?
I've got about 10 bikes. So
Okay.
I've only got two
You're gonna...
registered.
Okay.
Triumph, I got a Triumph adventure bike and Motor Guzzi 1200
Nice.
road
Okay,
bike.
cool.
The only registered two I have, but
Yep.
yeah, let's do that.
Cool, man. Yeah, I just got a
Cool.
Dival about a few months back, just when my dog was gonna pass. I kind of like bought a few things to kind of fill in the void, But also I realized how much I love bikes. I've always had Harleys. And for some reason I just stopped. I don't know. Well, I stopped. Also, the roads to my house are absolutely fucking ridiculous in this area, and it's a bit frustrating having nice things driving down the road. But since I've been out with the boys riding again and all that, and I've been out in the water heaps on the boat, like so much more happiness has come back into my life, and I realise that I love anything with an engine, steering wheels, handlebars. I want to drive it, So yeah, I'll probably rig up here in the next few weeks, and definitely be keen for a few cruises and getting out on the freeway. So.
Cool. Yeah, for
All right.
sure. For sure. Corners, not freeways. We want corners.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, cruising. Yeah. All right, beautiful people. Well, look, you guys, most of you out there realize that I've been deleted off all the major platforms. Probably one of the most censored people in this country before COVID. Lost my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PayPal, Stripe, all my emails deleted. And even my SEOs off my website was deleted. I can't even send an email chain out to people. So it's really, really helpful when you guys share my content. When you cut and paste it, you turn it into smaller videos or you tag people in it. Okay, really, really helpful. And it's not hard to do it. So I thank you so much for people out there who do share it. It really helps the information get out there. If you have people that you think would appreciate this product too, okay, send it to them. Go, hey, such and such. And if you want to be a distributor or you want to sell it, okay, or you've got a shop, just get in contact, send us a message, and I'll pass you on to Jeffrey. Or if it's smaller stuff, just jump onto my website. And yeah, guys, once again, thank you very much. And thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, let's do it again.
Sounds good. All right, guys, bye now.
Cheers.